you haven't heard the winter highlights of the forecast. Not as much snow this year, Jennifer. No snow in Los Angeles. But Roberta Fasanelli is here from New York City. And the prediction is for 33 inches of snow versus 62 last year in New York.
So less snow than last year. Thank you.
Less snow, but perhaps colder. It'll be drier and colder. So what does that give you? No, it gives you.
Drier and colder.
And you can. Here's what you do. You think about this weekend. It's going to be warm. Warmer than usual over most of the country. It is October 7th today. This is Columbus Day weekend. Jewish holiday this weekend as well, right? So,
that's it.
Big
start
time.
Of Yom Kippur, yes.
Yom Kippur.
You get into any Chinese restaurant you want in New York tonight.
I know when Hillary and I were dating, the old joke about, I've dated a lot of Jewish women in my life, not a lot, but I've a number of Jewish women, and she was the most ethnic, non-religious Jewish woman that I've been with. And it was funny, because on Christmas, that stereotype, it came true. I think I was with her for two or three Christmases, and it was always, she was here on the farm, and it was always, we go to the Chinese restaurant. It was like one of those things you do. I said, what do you want to do? Because she didn't like to cook. She never cooked anything. And so we'd, figure I'd make something.
Typical New Yorker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She'd always say, don't you like this wonderful meal I made for you? And what she did was go down to the Whole Foods store, get four or five things, put them together, and that was it. That was dinner.
Open the box.
She had great intentions. But on Christmas, it was get in the car and go to the Chinese restaurant.
Yep.
That was it. And I didn't, because Christmas doesn't mean in terms of the, I love the energy around Christmas because the spirit of people is so much better at Christmas time. So that's what is important. And for some reason or other, what I'm now thinking about is because I've been with the children for the most part on Christmas forever. But for whatever the reason, a couple of those Christmases, I'm trying to remember why, I was here with her. No, not important. Who wants to talk about Christmas? It's Columbus Day weekend, the most ridiculous celebration, because Columbus was a cur, spending more time on that on Monday, because we'll be here as usual. I don't think it's a real holiday anyway. The school isn't in session, though, is it? And
well, in New York, it's not in session. Some other states, it is.
Yeah, the states that have common sense.
And in New York, the banks are closed, but the stock market's open.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, not many Italians, mostly Jewish people on the stock market anyway, right? Is that how it works?
No, I don't know.
I'm going to bet. Well, no, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to go there. At any rate, the essence of a good day begins with a breakthrough. How can you, let's see if we can work together for a moment or two and figure out how to break through whatever it is that you may have holding you back. I've used earlier today, we were talking about Steve Jobs and how important he was, Roberta, as important as Edison, as important as Ford. A fascinating fellow. I was just reading during the news at the top of the hour about his birth mother and about his sister that he never knew he had until recently. His name is Simpson. His wife and how he loved her, how supportive she was, and how enormously, immensely private he was. Whenever somebody would try to find out about his home life, he would steer the conversation away from his family. He wanted to keep him private, which shows that if you want to, if you're well known and you want to keep it private, your family life, you can do it. Mm-hmm. You can do it if you want to. You really can. Anyway, so we were talking also about how to inspire people. How do we get more Steve Jobs and Bill Gates type thinkers? Larry Ellison, I guess, to a certain extent. People who in our lifetime have been the equivalent to Edison and Ford and other great inventors. People who have started something. And because the government is so involved in interfering with startups and companies in general, And people are sort of finally realizing that's what it's about. You know, these protesters that started in New York and have now spread to the Midwest, they're all about that. Now, they say, you know, the other side of it is we can't find jobs, blah, blah, blah. You can find jobs. That's part of the message. What I think that's whatever's going on here, the goodness of it is that people are now looking at and becoming more powerfully involved in fixing a problem, and more jobs come from less government interference. You can talk from now until the cows come home about money and taxing the millionaires and where's the money. All of that stuff, yeah, maybe it's important, but not anywhere near as important, nearly.
You know what I heard one of the demands is yesterday?
What?
A wage or a salary ceiling. How did they put it? Basically putting a cap on how much any one person can make.
Oh, yeah, great. Then you become a third world country overnight.
So we have the...
who came up with that idiotic? Yeah,
yeah, so we have the minimum wage. That's what it's called, maximum wage.
Oh, yeah.
They want a maximum wage along with the minimum wage.
Who is this idiot?
You believe that.
Yeah, I want to know who it was.
They were interviewing the protesters.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So
we ought to put a maximum wage on these people on Wall Street.
All right, okay. Yeah. So anyway, they just don't have a clue because they've grown up in a society that expects to have a handout. Yesterday we had the stat? Half of the people in this country are in some kind of government assistance. Half of the people in this country are on some kind of government assistance. Why is anybody going to go out of their way to do anything if they can get it for nothing? Sooner or later, however, folks, you know what happens? The spigot gets turned off because everybody runs out of money because there's no way of taxing people and there's no way of getting money to run all of this stuff. That's what happens. And then you really see oligarchy rear its ugly head.
Hey, when you guys were talking about Apple yesterday, did you talk about all of the apples, the important apples throughout history?
What we did yesterday was ask the question had to do with the Apple products that you may have used and how good they were, who had them, and I don't know that we actually talked about that specifically recently.
Somebody posted, Janet Matson, one of our friends, posted on my Facebook, three apples that changed the world. The one that Eve ate.
Yep.
Right.
The one that fell on Newton's head.
Yep.
Right.
The one that Steve built.
Wow. Yeah. What
and
a
I posted
great
to her, I would add Apple Records, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Okay.
That's very creative, Janet. Thank you. Yep. The poll yesterday, Roberto, was the first Apple product you purchased. 26% said the Apple computer. 23% said the a song from iTunes. 24% said the iPod. 16% said an iPad, and 8% said the iPhone. 6%, only 6% of people who responded to our poll didn't have any Apple product at all. That's that. I find that. See how many people this man.
Yeah, but of those 6%, they've probably seen a Pixar movie.
Yeah, right. Which was
right,
an Apple
exactly
creation.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there you go, and certainly. Again, back to Jobs and how inspiring he was and how we look for people like that today. One of the ways that you can work around some of the things that get in the way of individuals, I find these teachable moments. I thought about this yesterday because I've never been a club member per se, but I'm following some of the things that are going on locally. Like we have the Sierra Club here in Framingham now. We have an environmental group, sort of a club. We have a neighborhood club. And I was thinking also how as a child I grew up around that. We had used to have a neighborhood club that got together every Friday or Saturday night and had a supper at the old one-room schoolhouse that's in the neighborhood. It's now a Quaker church. But it was every week about 55, 60 neighbors would bring something to Saturday night supper. And I said, there's a club. And we all sort of got on the same page. And there was a lot of local neighborhood stuff that got settled in those meetings. Now, you know, people they want to go someplace and make a lot of noise. Where in fact, in those days, we settled whatever the problems were among ourselves. We didn't need government. We just fixed stuff. You know what I mean? And that has to be one of the things that we break through, the dependence that we've created on government. And one of the other things that I learned that I think in my circumstance, Rich, if I may be personal for a second, that made me sort of break out was to do it myself. And I say that to those of you, Jobs did it himself. He didn't win by himself, but he created something by himself and then had lots of other people around him. And certainly there are other creators who were attracted to him as they were attracted to Gates, as they were attracted to Ford, as they were attracted to Edison, as they were attracted to Carnegie, as they were attracted to anybody who knows how to get the job done. That's what it is, getting the job done. So if you can't get somebody else to kind of go along with you, do it yourself. And how many people can you look at in history who have won because they did it themselves? 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouth-watering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in costs. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Drop in on Monday night. Let it fly, boy.
That is a little controversy. I guess that we could refer to it as a little controversy, right? Under the circumstances, Mr. Hank Williams there with the intro to the Monday Night Football show. How long has this been going, Richie? Like 20 years? How long have they been using this theme?
Not 20, but better than 10.
Better than 10.
Yeah.
All right. For those of you who may be under a rock, Roberta, are you familiar with this controversy?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, here we go. For those of you who have not heard about the Hank Williams Jr. controversy, here's the story in a nutshell. Hank is a decidedly right-of-center thinker. Should we put it that way, Richie?
Like most country artists, yes.
Yeah. You think most country artists really are? I suppose they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the Dixie Chicks.
Right.
Apparently.
Well, I've heard this referred to as the revenge of the Dixie Chicks. For those of you who don't know the story, Hank Williams Jr. and his song have been dropped, banned, if you will, he's been allowed to exit stage left sort of unceremoniously. And as I said, some people are referring to it as the Dixie Chicks' revenge. What he did, Roberta, is go on to Fox and Friends and refer to Obama as Hitler.
No, he did that?
Yeah. Well, it depends.
There's
a contextual thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's a contextual thing.
These are public figures, celebrities, and don't they realize they can't say things like that?
Well, but why can't they?
That's what I'm surprised.
They can. They did.
Yeah, but they know it's going to be inflammatory.
Well, but there are a lot of people who say inflammatory things and make a good living at it. It's the context. It's where you put yourself. So anyway, this was last Monday, and he was on Fox and Friends. He, see if I can get the exact verbiage here. He said President Obama, he was talking about them playing golf. Obama and Boehner went out and played golf. And he said, quote, it was like Hitler playing golf with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And that analogy has caused ESPN to pull the intro song from the Monday Night Football broadcasts. And the company said they were extremely disappointed with his comments. And so our poll today at DougStephan.com asks whether or not you thought ESPN should have gotten rid of this this overture because of the Obama-Hitler comments. A, yes, has no place in football. B, maybe, unless he came on their channel to apologize. C, no, it had nothing to do with their channel, football, or his music. D, it doesn't matter. Football and Hank will both move on. So the story is at DougStephan.com if you want to update yourself on it, Roberta.
He says, every time the media brings up the Tea Party, it's painted as racist and extremist, but there's no, there's never any backlash at those comments.
Right. It is, but they, Natalie Maines, who's one of the Dixie Chicks, has started tweeting about it, and you can follow that line. I think we ought to put, we have the poll at DougStephan.com. We ought to ask the same question on our Twitter feed or maybe on Facebook, if, in fact, this is the sort of revenge of the Dixie Chicks. Remember, that was back in 2003. You believe it was that long ago?
Yeah.
2003.
There was a lot of backlash on that one.
Iraq War and what they said caused a lot of the music to be taken off the air. What they said, however, was right in hindsight, but that didn't make any difference today. It didn't make any difference then. So some food for thought on Good Day 28 after the hour.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and are you suffering from midlife crisis? Oh, boy, let's talk about it a little bit more. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Midlife crisis. Oh my gosh, how many people suffer from midlife crisis? How many of us go out and try and find some type of medication to take us out of our illness and to cure us permanently from middle life crisis? It's very easily solvable. Number one, don't call it a crisis, call it a reward. Because in reality, it is a midlife reward. You've accomplished a lot. Go out and get that sports car. Not because you're in crisis, because you're rewarding yourself. Go out and get that vacation. Not because you're in crisis, because you're rewarding yourself. Always think about things positively, not negatively. That's the reward of life. You've worked hard, and guess what? You have a lot more to look forward to. That's the reward of midlife reward. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy!
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 free to be prepared with the SurvivalZone.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Change past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, has the Freebie Friday material. You ready to go, Roberta? We can get at this fairly quickly if you are ready to go, because I want to. Before we get to Roberta Ritchie, let's just spend a minute listening. We've been talking a little bit here about Hank Williams.
I'm here.
I know. Okay, hold on for just a second. The story at DougSteffen.com today and this week has to do with ESPN getting rid of Hank Williams Jr. over his Obama comments. So for those of you who did not hear how this transpired, this is a, I think, Monday of this week, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Richie? Was it Monday? It was earlier in the week anyway.
I think it was.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, he's being interviewed by Gretchen Carlson, who's a hottie, on Fox and Friends. I don't say that because she's on Fox and Friends. I just think she's a hottie. At any rate, she kind of gets into politics with him, which was probably the first mistake for both of them to get into that discussion. At any rate, Hank Williams...
Well, why else would he be on Fox?
Because the country music and the roots of...
It's not the Today Show, though. I mean, it's pretty much a political talk
show.
Right,
it is. It's all about politics, right. The right-wing political world.
Sure.
He certainly, a lot of football folks would be from his political persuasion, right? They'd have the same points of view as he has.
I don't know that I'd say that.
Well, you wouldn't say football fans, a lot of football fans are not right of center?
No, I wouldn't.
What?
I would say it's a mix.
People who like his music are right
fans,
of center.
Yeah, country music fans are definitely right of center.
Okay.
But football fans are all over the place.
Yeah. All right. So here's an excerpt, a minute or so, of the actual comments. If you have some thoughts on this, help yourself to 800-510-8255. And if you can't get through to us during the day when we're, or if you're listening to this in a delayed fashion, maybe you listen to a podcast of it from later in the day. There are a lot of people who go and listen to an hour or two of the program. Maybe you listen on your way to work and you want to listen to another hour on your way home. So if you feel you want to comment, you can call our sound off line, which is 877-541-5250. People do that from time to time as well. All right. So here's how we get started. This is the root of the evil.
President Obama?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Biden and Kasich, yeah. Uh-huh.
What did you not like about it? It seems to be a really pivotal moment for you.
Talking about the golf game.
Come on. Right. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. In the country this shape is in, the shape this country's in, I mean... No, I don't understand that analogy, actually.
Well, I'm glad
you don't, brother, because a lot of people do. Well, you know, they're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
That's only
the
two.
One that makes the most sense is Herman Cain. Herman Cain makes more sense.
So you do have a favorite, Herman Cain of the guys who are and gals who are running for president
right now.
Okay.
Right now, he makes more sense than any of them.
I'm sorry, because I like Herman Cain. I don't know that Herman Cain would be benefiting from having support.
I watched
from
a couple minutes like of that. This interview. Yeah, Hank should stick to singing.
Yeah.
Right. He's not a good political pundit for sure.
He's not very. He doesn't sound very bright.
He doesn't.
No, sounds not bright. And why they had him on again? They were looking for something because he's a name. His father's probably rolling around in his grave at the moment. So at any rate, our poll today at DougStefan.com: should ESPN have gotten rid of Hank Williams Jr. over his comments? A, yes, no place in football. B, maybe unless he came to their channel to apologize. C, no, it had nothing to do with the channel, football, or his music. D, it doesn't make any difference. All right, so what do you think? If you feel to express yourself, take the next 4 or 5 minutes, 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, back at the ranch or at the radio, Roberta Fascinetti. Roberta Fascinetti.
It's Roberta Fascinetti.
Okay, let's start with a free 8x10 photo canvas from Kansas People. They come up with this every once in a while. Great idea for gifts, especially if you're starting to think about Christmas. Makes great Christmas gifts, especially for grandparents. You get the grandkids and get a beautiful 8x10 canvas made. And shipping's about $15, but still, that's a really good deal. And speaking of Christmas, Vista Print is offering 100 free Christmas address labels, and that's only $2.95 shipping, and it's 140 labels shipped, and we have all the instructions on how to do it. So it's a little bit of an instructions of where, what you have to do on the VistaPrint website, and we have all that on the DougStefan.com website for you. Free bagel at Brugger's. You can get a free bagel and cream cheese. You go on the internet to their site, and you'll get a printable coupon in about a day or so. We have some samples for you. Free Huggies diaper sample, a free Origins eye treatment sample, a free emergency kids sample, all on the DougStefan.com website. We have all of the instructions on how to get that. And also, if you have a CVS near you, which is a big drugstore chain.
CVS.
They're huge in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And they're around other parts of the country, too. They have something called Extra Care Rewards, where if you buy certain products, you get kind of like a free money coupon on the bottom, like, you know, $2, $3, $4 off your next purchase. Well, you don't have to purchase anything with this deal here. You can get $2 in Extra Care Rewards just for going on the site and not pledging not to be what they call a money trasher. In other words, not using the rewards. So that's kind of like a great deal. I mean, heck, for $2, you can even, you know, just go in there and buy two packs of gum or something, and they'll be free.
Pack of gum is a dollar?
Oh, yeah. Usually a dollar a pack of gum.
A pack of gum is a dollar?
Where have you, what rock have you been living under?
A pack of gum is a dollar?
Sometimes more than a dollar, darling.
Yeah.
A pack of gum is a dollar?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
I guess you don't buy gum. That's
I don't.
I'm going to guess here.
I love juicy fruit, but I wouldn't buy it for a dollar.
But,
yeah, I mean,
like
it's usually a five pack. I mean, it's not one single
pack. Oh, a five pack for a dollar?
Yeah.
Oh. Sometimes it's more. Sometimes it's 10.
If it's a five pack. Okay, all right.
That's, no, it's not like a single bazooka thing. Yeah. You know, remember those bazooka
chewing gums? Bazooka. I love bazooka.
Think of all the damage that it did to our teeth as kids.
I know. Look at there.
Chewing bazooka chewing gum.
As you're watching the video stream at DougStefan.com. Here it is.
Look at all of Doug's cavities.
You ready? No cavities.
Okay,
can't
so
see
all of this is on DougStefan.com.
DougStefan.com.
Under the Queen of Cheap website.
All right. We have some television news from Kiefer Sutherland that we will touch upon in a moment or two. We're talking about Hank Williams. Should you care to let us know what you think about this controversy? I'm trying to put the pieces together. I'm checking around here. ESPN said, quote, "We have decided to part ways with Williams. We appreciate his contributions over the past. The success of Monday Night Football has always been about the games. That will continue." So on the other side, Williams posts a statement on his website, says, quote, "After reading hundreds of emails, I've made my decision by putting my opening, by pulling my opening, ESPN stepped on the toes of the First Amendment. So therefore, me, my song, and my rowdy friends are out of here. So who do you believe? Which side of the story? 800-510-8255. David's in Cadillac, Michigan. Hi, David. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, everyone.
How do you do? All right. That's good to hear.
I guess he's doing fine.
Right. So what do you think about this? So far, so good. How about you?
Yeah.
You liking this as well as I am, Richie?
Thanks for stopping by, David.
Wait a minute. Is this another one of your phone foibles? Is that what this is?
Yeah, he's still there.
I'm going to put him on hold.
He's just shy.
No, he's not. No, there's something rattling around there. You want to try to work it over?
Sure.
All right. Let me do something here while we're doing that, because I want to get to... I always love it when people have strong feelings about something, one way or the other. Why not? And this is something that's bound to generate strong feelings in people one way or another. As I said, Roberta, it sort of remembers... It puts us into the memory zone of the Dixie Chicks. So what happened? Mm-hmm. Line went dead?
Yep, he's gone.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sorry, Dave.
So you think that's the phone thing?
I do, yes.
Oh. All right. Sorry, David. And others. At any rate, I think maybe we've said... Maybe that's a sign. We've talked about it enough. Or maybe if this is... Let's try this one more time. Have him... I was going to... this is always an awkward moment for me. As much as I am never usually at a loss for words under any circumstance, I can make conversation out of spaghetti. But it bothers me, and I get frustrated when you try to make the technical stuff work. All right, so David, let's give this one more shot.
You betcha. Anyway, what I was saying is I don't think it should be any surprise to anybody or a revelation that Hank Jr.'s controversial. My gosh, he's been working his contract for ABC for years, and he said questionable things before. My gosh, he's entitled to his dumbass opinions. But, you know, I mean, it's just, why should he, you know, he can say what he wants.
Yeah.
I guess I think it's a little over the top that they're going to cut him loose for one statement.
Yeah. But there, all these people are so afraid of offending anybody.
As soon as you're attached to anything with controversy, it's cut and run.
Yeah,
exactly. Who knows why? I think everybody's afraid of being sued. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all say things we probably shouldn't at one time or another.
What's the last thing? All right, so David, let's make this about you. What's the last thing you said to anybody that you wish you hadn't said?
Oh, my gosh, probably something yesterday to an employee.
Yeah?
Stop talking. How was that?
Well,
a polite way of saying shut up.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like it's too hurtful to me.
No.
Richie, what's the last thing you said that you wish you hadn't?
Oh, wow. I can't remember.
Mm. Really? Roberta?
I'm sure there's something.
What's the last thing you said?
I do.
That's why she's here, a lady of my own heart. All right, Dave, good man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. You guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, and you as well, sir. Thanks very much. 15 before Roberta. 15 before the hour. Echoes.
I bet a lot of people think
echoes.
That.
I absolutely think that. Absolutely. Anyway, if you are a man, maybe you ought to know how important it is, if you've said I do and you still got that lady around, or maybe you said I do and the lady's gone, there's another lady there. But ladies are interested in your health and well-being. And one
things...
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're sleeping with somebody and they get up in the middle of the night a time or two, it disturbs your flow, your sleep. Now, one of the things that people are doing more and more is getting a checkup, starting with an annual checkup when you're in your 40s. That's one thing to do. The other thing to do to feed your prostate and keep it healthy is to take Master Prostate Formula. And because I do, I can tell you the story. It works. It keeps me, among other things. I mean, I've always taken care of my prostate. I've always started to take care of myself. And this is not too personal. This is a big problem. So if you want a night's sleep, a restful sleep, take this all-natural product, Master Prostate. It has 12 key ingredients that are proven to promote prostate function. Free bottle of Master Prostate, yours by calling 800-716-6520. That's 800-716-6520. Pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your free bottle is on its way to help you protect your prostate and to guarantee, to assure you of a restful night's sleep. You won't be getting up when you start feeding your prostate well and it works well. Take Master Prostate. Get your free bottle by calling 800-716-6520. I say this to everybody who listens. If you're tired of getting up at night to go, get the free bottle of Master Prostate. Put it to work for you. 800-716-6520.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Libby, the Digital Doctor. A new app from Sprint is giving parents a little more peace of mind when their teenagers get behind the wheel. The Sprint Drive First app is a groundbreaking new tool to help prevent distracted driving, as it automatically locks a mobile phone when a car is moving at more than 10 miles an hour, sends calls directly to voicemail, and silences distracting email or text alerts. Here's Mark Yarkowski of Sprint with more.
The Sprint Drive First app is taking big steps in the prevention of distracted driving, especially among teens. It uses GPS and cell tower triangulation to gauge the speed of the car. And shortly after the car exceeds 10 miles per hour, it disables your teen's phone's functionality, including calling, emails, and texts. Of course, emergency phone calls can always be made. Parents have the choice of programming up to 5 numbers that will always ring through.
To learn more or to download the Sprint Drive First app, visit sprint.com/drivefirst.
All right, Aaron's in Kingman, Arizona, about Hank. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi,
Doug. I just had to comment that if they didn't want Hank's opinion about the president, they shouldn't have asked him, but I think he was very disrespectful of the president's office.
Well, I don't think they knew what to expect. I don't think anybody at Fox was embarrassed. I didn't hurt them any. They don't.
Right.
Are they the carrier of Monday Night Football? Is Fox the Monday Night Football?
No. ABC.
ABC. Okay, so it doesn't hurt them any one way or another. All right.
I wanted to make one more comment, if I may.
Quickly.
Okay, about jumping vehicles in cold weather. With today's modern electronics on vehicles, it's a very bad idea for the average person to jumpstart their car or anybody else's. It can kill your alternator and a lot of other electronics.
You got to know what you're doing. No question about that. We were talking about what happens to cars in the cold weather earlier on this morning. From television, Kiefer Sutherland, who has a new television show, his first since 24, starting in January, has said this week that the 24 movie script is ready and filming will begin before the end of the year for release next Christmas. The 24 movie, the first. I'll bet you there will be a number of these if this one works well. But it's kind of cool to know that this is a very popular television show will be turned into a movie. A lot of people excited about that. So that's the good news. 51 after on Good Day.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
It is 53 minutes after the hour, and the Friday spotlight here is Tom Parsons from BestFares.com, helping you travel better with information you probably won't find anywhere else about deals for Doug Steffen listeners. Go to DougSteffen.com, click on Tom's picture in the contributors box, and bring you through to the specials that are listed there for Doug Steffen listeners, and also give you lots of other benefits. The Best Fares website has lots of trips that are not just a flight. There are cruises, all kinds of things there that you can benefit from. Plus, the reinforcement of buying your tickets on Tuesday. That discussion and the specials of the week coming right up here on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
A psychiatric advance directive is a legal document that enables people with a mental illness to make advance plans about their preferred care, preparing for a time when they may not be able to make these decisions themselves. President and CEO of Mental Health America, Dr. David Shern, explains.
We created the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive initiative to increase awareness and provide information on how consumers can put one together.
Despite the benefits of psychiatric advance directives, a survey across five U.S. cities revealed that fewer than 1 in 10 patients with a mental illness have one in place.
Our goal is to increase the use of psychiatric advance directives so that people with mental illness can articulate important decisions about their health care.
For more information about the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive program, which is co-sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, visit MyPlanMyLife.com. This is Lynn Murray reporting.
All right, here is Tom Parsons reporting. You can view, as I said, his contributions are there as a contributor. He's hot stuff. What do we have? Hey,
let me run down what I saw today. I mean, this is something we haven't Twittered or Facebooked or put on the our homepage because it's brand new. And it's kind of surprising, too. Southwest Airlines, and you have to remember Southwest Airlines has acquired AirTran, and therefore today both of those airlines are running a special airfare sale between December 13th through January 5th. The only blackout days are the 23rd, 26th, the 30th, and January 2nd. But their fares are very close to what we see for the sale fares. So
why would they do that? Because everybody wants to travel then. Why would they?
I think right now there's a soft market out there. I think they're trying to get some icing on the cake.
Well, the economy's not great, so a lot of people are saying, you know what, I think I'll stay home this Christmas. Maybe that's what this is about, huh?
Yeah, but I also think it has a lot to do with that storm we had, you know, all the flooding in the Northeast. I think a lot of folks had to put up a lot of cash to put new carpets in their homes.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Discretionary income. And
yeah.
I think there's a lot of issues.
There's
here,
not a lot of discretionary income around anyway right now.
And then you still got to hope you can do something. But yeah. So anyway, this one you want to look at, it's going to end on Monday. We'll have some more details on this. We think that the other airlines will be forced to match this because, let's face it, when they take over AirTran, even today, more people fly on Southwest Airlines within the 48 states than any U.S. airline.
Uh-huh.
So, and when they do the AirTran deal, they'll all become one. But I was hoping we'd have a $25 off today, but we don't have clarification on it, and it takes up to 7 days. Another thing I think we're going to see from Southwest either some Tuesday in the next very near future, in the month of October, either this Tuesday or two weeks from now or sometime, I think we're going to see those cheap $40 one-way airfares from them one more time. It won't be for Christmas or Thanksgiving, but it'll probably be for the 2 weeks in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and probably the first 4 or 5 weeks of 2012. That if that's the case, then maybe by next week, if I have that $25 certificate, then you can go get it, put it in your sock drawer, and if they do an $80 round trip airfare, you'll be going for $55.
Uh-huh.
That's a steal. Okay, right. So keep an eye on that one.
What do you hear? There's the rumble around, subtle rumble that American Airlines is considering, or some of its creditors think they ought to declare bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Clean out the wood. What do you hear about that?
Well, you know, they almost did this back in, 2003, I think. I remember being at the airport. I don't remember what year it was. And they were on the steps of New York ready to go and file bankruptcy, but they got concessions.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the last things American wants to do.
Right.
However, if they need to, they get concessions from the pilots and the flight attendants.
Well, they don't have an agreement. They haven't had agreements with them since 2003.
I know, but they're still, and that's why they can't fly nonstop to China and things like that.
Yeah, silly stuff. All right. There it is, the story behind the story, travel-wise, Tom Parsons from Best. If you